Hello, everyone. Welcome to Yachting International Radio. You're with Corinne Reeson from The Crew Coach. Today, we're going to talk about how you can become a 21st century leader. And with us today, I have Jules. And Jules is a purser, and she's got experience as a chief steward as well. She's been on the advanced leadership course now for almost 3 months. And I'm very curious to hear from Jules and her insights and her growth spurts throughout the course. But before I do, I just want to welcome you, Jules. Thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Where did it all begin for you? Like, why did you decide to take this course?
So it naturally led on from my PURSER course that I did with Sandra, the yacht PURSER. And I have been interested in this kind of growth, personal growth and work for a very long time. So it felt like a very natural step for me to take, and also just very grateful that you have created this platform and this course to help me in my current role, which is challenging and which needs someone who has leadership as a strength, you know, and knows how to lead people in a way, especially on boats, that is effective and builds rather than breaks down. So I think that's one of the things that is so helpful and so supportive about your course, and it's come at exactly the right time for me in my career. So it's been great.
So what do you think are the power tools in terms of becoming a competent leader? Because obviously the nature of yachting, it's very hierarchical and you can climb up the ranks without doing a leadership course specifically. So now that you are at the pinnacle of your career, what do you think are the must-have tools as a leader?
Sure. I think obviously the foundation that I've taken from your course and from work that I've done is knowing who you are as a person and knowing what you're trying to achieve, and then also being able to, the biggest learning and growth for me over the last sort of 7 years in this industry has been figuring out or trying to separate myself in an individual capacity and then one in a leadership role, like on board a boat. Mm. So for me, for example, my relationships with other people like are very important, and that connection and friendship and learning how to separate sort of friendship from leading a team where you're living, working and breathing the same air as them. So it's that discrepancy for me has been difficult to kind of overcome. So I'd say learning how to wear different hats is one of the fundamentals of leading a team on board a boat. Having clear objectives, so knowing exactly what you're all working towards and then communicating that with your team so that everyone's on the same page. Knowing what your team need from you. Some girls I've worked with want freedom to run their own day, and some need a defined list of exactly what they need to get through. So knowing your team individually and how everyone needs to kind of be communicated with. Having, I guess, management and a captain who are very clear about their values. So what's important to the boat? Because if the captain's values are very different to the head of departments, and the head of department isn't clear about, you know, what they're supposed to be following on board, for example, is safety a priority? Is structure a priority? Just having a clear idea of what the boat's working towards from the top I find is important. And obviously being an effective leader helps to communicate that to everyone, and then everyone can work more collaboratively and cohesively together as a team.
Yeah. And I know, like, with the students during this course, there's a lot of different aspects we touch on, and the feedback from the students are like, oh, I've never had a performance appraisal done on me, or I've never delivered, or never spoken about culture and values and vision and mission and all of those different aspects. And it's probably something we do very much land-based, and that is what's missing in yachting, is that we don't have an HR department and we operate in a silo per se, because it's a very isolating industry, and we've got to see ourselves as mini organizations. There's someone at the top, like a CEO, for example, and then you've got a team beneath you, and you need the communication there in order for the collaboration to happen. What were your expectations of the course when you heard leadership course? What did you think you were going to learn?
Well, I think what I had hoped to get from the course is a skill set to be able to more naturally handle conflict, and be able to have sort of, I call them hard conversations, uncomfortable conversations, for me specifically, because I have struggled to tell people what to do or give them work lists because I'm scared that they won't be my friend. Like, it's a personal issue that I've had. So it hasn't sat well with me. And I haven't felt like I've had the training or guidance to be able to effectively have those conversations without feeling like I'm compromising who I am. So my hope from this course was to become someone who could comfortably, with ease, lead a team, inspire, motivate, and ultimately create make my life better and happier, and to create a comfortable, happy, fun, infectious environment on board the program that I'm on, because it's kind of, when I stepped into it, there was a lot of stuff going on, and lots of trust issues, and a lot of stuff going on in the boat. So, you know, I felt very undertrained and underskilled in terms of having to repair, build, and grow on the foundation that had already been laid, which was not strong. So yeah, that's, so to sum it up, just to become a better communicator and to feel more comfortable in doing that.
Okay, amazing. And then with learning so much in the course, is there something in particular that excites you about implementing on board?
Oh, absolutely. I think I see so much value in the different sort of tools that you are teaching us and have taught us in terms of how to structure conversations, how to listen effectively. And this is something that all HODs and department heads and crew could learn to do better. And I'm excited to run value workshops on board. It's an interesting one because you've got to get everyone's buy-in to kind of do the workshop, unless the captain makes it mandatory, which is probably going to have to be the case. but I know that despite this not being of interest to most crew members, I think after running these kind of workshops on board, the value, they would be able to see what value they had. And the fact that management are also trying to create a an amazing environment for everybody and like this and align goals. I think anyone would want to buy into that kind of culture. Personally, but so I'm excited to do workshops. I've done some surveys with the crew for my personal growth.
Oh yeah, for research inquiry.
Yeah, research inquiries.
Ask you about that, like live, because we haven't had an opportunity to discuss it. I'm like, oh, I wonder if I should ask her.
Oh, go for it.
Yeah, what have you learned from your research inquiry?
Well, I think one of the most sort of pleasing sides to the research inquiry was knowing that the crew felt very comfortable to talk to me. So that was some of the feedback that I got, and that they felt safe, obviously, to do that if they were going through some or had some problems that they wanted to talk about. I did have one or two surprising things that were surprising to me, one of the crew said that I don't talk enough about crew issues or crew problems. And then another surprising one, or not surprising maybe, but one of the crew wanted to know more about what a purser did. So maybe it was more just an intriguing question. So I thought it was valuable in many ways, because I unless you ask a question, you don't really know how people feel about you or what impact you're having on them. So I found it hugely valuable. And even though I felt very vulnerable asking those questions, and before I sent it, I think I my face flashed and I was feeling a little hot and nervous and like worried about what people are going to say. But I think fundamentally the growth that you can get from getting feedback from everyone is, to me, is worth it.
So did the crew ask you, what's this for? Like, why are you asking these questions? Did they show interest, or were they surprised that you're asking for feedback? Because it's rare industry leaders ask for feedback. It's normally very one-sided, like the leader getting
Well, it was taken really well. I had I think one or two crew members surprised me, and they by saying, oh, I really want to take the time to answer this honestly and to give you like honest feedback. And I think what helped is, you know, I messaged the crew and I sent them the link to my anonymous Google quiz, and I just said, I won't know who's written these answers. And, you know, I think that's a huge part of it, knowing that they feel safe to be honest with you. And then obviously I was reiterated the fact that it's for my course, and that it's that I genuinely as a leader want to grow and learn more about how I am coming across and how I would like to be a better crew member in general, and just be able to create a specific kind of environment. It's very important for me to have a positive impact on everyone around me. So yeah, just making sure that there isn't anything that I can improve on to continue to reach that goal of being an effective crew member and someone who contributes in many ways, not like to mental health, but also to efficiency and effectiveness and to like the overall goal of the boat, which is to provide the owners with knowing that their boat's being looked after and run effectively, and their high value asset is in good hands. So with that responsibility, also having like a positive impact on everyone around me. So yeah.
I'm so pleased that it went well, and it sounds like the crew really appreciated you asking them. I think that would make them certainly feel valued. I know that I've worked in organizations where I felt like I didn't have a voice and felt suppressed, and I was dying to share or ask questions. Oh, look who's come into the room. To see if Dustin wants to come on Yachting International Radio. But yeah, I think, yeah, just a great way to end off. And I know it takes a lot of courage to be a leader, and that's what you've certainly demonstrated. And I have thoroughly enjoyed marking your assessments that you've submitted so far. You go into great depth and detail, and yeah, I don't think many people do, but when you do put that amount of effort and energy in, obviously the outcome is going to be a lot bigger. So well done for that.
Thank you so much, Corinne.
My pleasure. Thank you for your time.
It's been fun.
Hi, everyone. Corinne from The Crew Coach here. If you are interested in the accredited Guest IAMI Advanced Leadership course, do get in touch as the places fill up very quickly. You can contact me at Corinne@thecrewcoach.com. That's K-A-R-I-N-E. Or you can find me on social media, Facebook and Instagram. Send me a DM and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Take care. Bye.